fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It says J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. The second hour of this show on Sunday, the 19th day of August, 2007. Welcome back. I was reviewing news, as I always do, prior to coming on the air. I like to know what's going on so we can be real current. And it looks like the Mexican government is clearing their people off oil rigs they've got in the Gulf of Mexico. I got word from a petroleum engineer a few weeks ago, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, that the petroleum industry in general is expecting to take some heavy hits this late summer and fall from storms, and expect to be having some lost productivity because of these storms in the Gulf of Mexico. Speaking of Gulf of Mexico, by the way, it's estimated we have at current usage about a 200-year supply of oil beneath the Gulf of Mexico. This whole peak oil thing is a bunch of flim-flam, smoke and mirrors. The oil, and the oil companies know this. They stopped searching for oil 10, 12 years ago when they found these massive reserves beneath the Caspian Sea and underneath the Gulf of Mexico. Centuries, a couple of centuries worth of oil at current usage. Of course, the way technology is changing, it's unlikely that automobiles will be using gasoline to propel them for very many more years. It's going to be something else. That's kind of a sidetrack also. The economy. We haven't talked about the economy at this show. The world's financial markets, unless you haven't been paying attention, are in very severe trouble worldwide. The central banks are putting in tens of billions of dollars into these markets to keep them liquid. And we have our first break. The call-in number is 800-313-9443.
Yeah. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 19th of August, 2007. You know, a handy place to get some updates on your news is the Republic Broadcasting website. I've got a couple of news articles here in front of me talking about the Federal Reserve cutting the discount rate to 5.75%, and another article about Russian bomber flights being permanent. Now, most of you have heard of the Strategic Air Command. What you may not know is that one of the last things the first President Bush did, the first George Bush president did before he left office, was to put the Strategic Air Command on stand down. Now, for a number of decades prior to that, all during the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and before President George Bush did this, the Strategic Air Command had been flying bombers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as part of our shield to protect us against foreign invasion, foreign attack. And that was all brought to an end just before Clinton took office by the first George Bush. And I think that's kind of significant. It looks like Russian strategic aviation is back up and running, according to this news report. And we've got a report on the ongoing disaster at the mine there in Utah. And it looks like the city of Cleveland, Ohio, issued speeding tickets to in violation of its own city ordinance. None of this stuff, I don't know, these revenue-generating things that these cities get into. Pretty amazing. We've got a caller. Jack in California. Jack, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Really enjoy your program, John.
Thank you.
About three things, and real quick. Speculate in your mind if you think that they'll be able to implement the police state before the earth changes begin. And then why are they in such a hurry to wrap up the legal means to enslave us?
Well, a little history might be called for here, Jack, and please hang on. Typically, the Third Reich is pointed out as the ultimate police state. Quite frankly, it only lasted maybe 10 years or so, where the system put in place by Stalin, which went on for decades, might be a better representation of what a police state really is. Keeping in mind that a true police state doesn't violate any laws. They pass the laws that they need and then go about the business of implementing them. The police state that we're looking at here in this country, to a large extent, already exists. We had a couple of former KGB high-ranking officials as paid advisors to our government in implementing this Federal ID Act, a Federal ID card, which is basically a standardization of driver's license. The powers that be want to have everything in place. They being the ones in charge, the international bankers and the people that work for them, they fully expect to come out on the other side of this earth changes and rising ocean levels and all the rest of it, intact and ready to implement their shiny new world order. Getting all these things done first is part of that. They expect a kill-off of probably anywhere from 75 to 90% of all people on the planet, including all Americans, because of disease related to bad water and starvation and so forth. So the control has to be absolute, has to be complete, and they want to do it as soon as they can. It's just one less thing on their list of things to do.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense. Second question, what are your thoughts on Idaho as far as location?
As a safe place?
Yeah.
You could do worse. You could do worse.
Where's better?
There is a part of Idaho called the Banana Belt that has a better growing season than the rest of Idaho. It's, if you're going to be growing your own food, that's probably where you want to be, is that part of Idaho called the Banana Belt that has the more desirable growing season. It's in the middle of the continent, more or less. It has fairly good altitude, low population density, not too many ethnic groups that would be causing problems. So you could do a lot worse.
Okay, that sounds good. One last thing. Can you give us your mailing address so that we can order through mail to get your
Sure. It's on my website, but it's difficult to find and navigate.
I'm specifically talking to those people that don't do Internet.
Well, okay. My mailing address is Post Office Box 201, and the town is Davisville, Davisville. And that's Missouri, of course, M-O. And the zip code is 65456.
Okay. I thank you for your time, sir.
Okay. Hey, Jack. And, of course, my article, No Need for Panic, is $5. I've got a special deal with two additional articles that are related and generated by government agencies for a total of $12. The Department of Defense article and the Abrupt Climate Change article that was generated by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the United Nations bunch. Both those articles are interesting from a scientific point of view. They're also interesting in terms of the disinformation that they provide as opposed to the accurate information that I provide in my article on timing. I frequently ask my live audiences, would the government lie to you? Would the federal government of the United States of America lie to you? And the people all laugh and they chuckle and they nod their heads, yes, of course the federal government of the United States of America would lie to us. That's a given. If this government knew a accurate timetable for when things are going to fall apart, would they give that to us or would they give us a deceptive one? Of course they would give us a deceptive one. They want to maintain control. They want to take care of things for themselves, and that's what they've said about the business of doing since the late 70s when they found out the NASA space probe, Pioneer space probe, what was coming at us. The Vatican vaults gave them a heads up. Zachariah Sitchin gave them a heads up. In fact, Zachariah Sitchin knew precisely where that NASA space probe should be headed. It went there. It found it. It's coming. It's here. It being the 10th planet. The 10th planet interacting with our sun is what's causing this massive new amount of solar energy to be coming out of the sun. The 10th planet is interacting electrically and magnetically with both Earth and with the sun. That's what's doing it, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, looking at this Republic website here, there looks like property for sale in Belize. And Belize is kind of an interesting place. It's very tropical, a former British colony, I believe, so almost everybody there speaks English. Tiny place, third world country. I don't know if any or much of Belize is how high above sea level Belize is. I would definitely check that out before I bought any property down there. At least I would. I know Central America is a mixed bag in terms of terrain. You get a lot of sea level stuff, and you've got some plateaus that are a couple of thousand feet above sea level. Just like that in Costa Rica. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back to preparedness and the nuances of preparedness. A lot of these matters, like preparedness-related matters, require hands-on experience. Going through a glossy catalog and picking out the latest and greatest items, supplies, is a fine thing to do, right? And I do it myself. However, if it's not followed up with hands-on experience, you could be creating a disaster in and of itself. The skills of growing food, the skills of treating injuries to humans and animals both, the skills of maintaining equipment, operating equipment, repairing equipment, those skills take years and years to get good at. We frequently talk about firearms. Those of us who shoot a lot, we refer to trigger time, the amount of time you spend on the range, behind your rifle, shotgun, pistol, whatever it might be, doing the basics, sight picture, breath control, trigger control, thousands and thousands and thousands of times. I'm not being flippant when I say that. I have literally squeezed triggers many, many thousands of times. And that's not an unusual thing for somebody in the gun culture like I am. Not unusual at all. If it's unusual for you, you need to get busy and get on the range with your firearms of choice, whatever they might be. Rifle, shotgun, pistol. And gentlemen, try to substitute technology, the latest gee whiz Star Wars laser sight for trigger time. Never, never, if you can avoid it, never use something with a battery to depend your life on if you have a choice. Call the numbers at 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line-in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 19th day of August, 2007. I was looking here at the Republic Broadcasting website, and they got an article here about John Ashcroft being feeble, barely articulate, stressed. Apparently, this character, Gonzalez, wanted then Attorney General Ashcroft to approve a warrantless wiretapping program, and the Justice Department was objecting against that. I don't know what these men try to get away with. FBI Director Robert Mueller III kept accurate notes, and they were released yesterday showing what was really going on. And thank you, Director Mueller. Most of our FBI directors, in my opinion, have been patriotic men who want to do the right thing. We had a man that got caught destroying documents, L. Patrick Gray, the gentleman who was the first to succeed J. Edgar Hoover, Director Hoover, who, in my opinion, has been much maligned also in a lot of ways, and a lot of disinformation put out about Director Hoover. And I have to give credit where credit is due. There were very clear and present dangers to this country on Director Hoover's watch, especially World War II. And he did a magnificent job of protecting this country, in my opinion, as do most of the men and women in federal law enforcement, local and state law enforcement. I've been involved in the judicial system for 35 years, and I'm on a first-name basis with many, many FBI agents, state law enforcement, local law enforcement. Most of these men and women are attracted to their careers because they want to help their country and help their communities and do good. Granted, at the top leadership positions, people like Janet Reno, for example, can cause great harm and great evil, ending up with an absolute tragedy like we had at Ruby Ridge, Idaho, or Waco, Texas. Good men and women can be led astray by bad leadership. The FBI agents I knew that I talked to after the Waco incident were thoroughly humiliated and thoroughly embarrassed that they had that happen while they were employed by the FBI. As well they should have been, family men with families, working for an organization that incinerated innocent men and women, men, women, and children in a church. I don't know how I got down that rabbit trail. Yes, I do. I started talking about this news article here. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back to preparedness. I was talking before the break about urging you gentlemen out there not to try to substitute technology for training. Men are a lot more prone to do that than women. You ladies out there who have a significant other, you all know that if it's time for a present for your male companion, that if it takes a battery or runs on electricity, it's probably something he's going to like. But men like gadgets, men like tools, and so forth. And I'm just as prone to this as any man. You know, we're drawn to technology. But don't do that, John. Do not try to substitute technology for training. It could be a fatal mistake. I'm an NRA certified firearms instructor, by the way. When I take my students, my private students, as opposed to concealed carry, to the range, I have them shooting ambidextrously, firing weak hand and strong hand both. You never know when your strong hand, for whatever reason, could become injured or out of service. So if you're right-handed, I'll have you shooting left-handed. If you're left-handed, I'm going to have you shooting right-handed. Same thing with shotguns and rifles. Practice, practice, practice. Practice shooting with weak eyes, practice shooting strong eye. Dominant eye or weak eye, there's different terminology there. So I believe what I'm trying to communicate here is you need to practice this stuff, whatever it might be, whether it's preparing food out in the bush, sanitation out in the bush, building field expedient shelters, building fires. There's lots to this. And you can't learn out of a book. If you think you can, you're going to be in for a very rude awakening. When the day comes, you need these skills, and all you've done is read about them in a book. So train hard and train now. There was a colonel whose work I really respected, who made the statement that the harder you train and sweat on the training field, the less you bleed on the battlefield. Break coming up. Call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 19th of August, 2007. I need to remind you, as I said the first hour, that freeze-dry guy let me know last week, you know, I wasn't able to get on the air because I wasn't notified in time that Mountain House has a price increase coming up. That will be for new inventory coming in the freeze-dry guy. He's not going to raise pricing on existing inventory. And once it's gone, the new prices, of course, will kick in for all the new stuff coming out of the door. Mountain House is one of the more desirable freeze-dried foods that you'd ever want to get a hold of. A lot of people serve it routinely, even the guests. It tastes so good. It's so tasty and so nutritious. Real high-end stuff. Freeze Dry Guy has a website. It's freezedryguy.com. His toll-free number is 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. The shop where the government shops, the federal government of the United States, buys freeze-dried food from Freeze-Dry Guy. Freeze-Dry Guy has real loading docks for real semi-tractor trailers, backup, and forklifts, load and unload food. This is a big aberration. That's why he can give you the bargains that he gives you, including shipping. You want to chat with him about what you should be getting, how many people you want to feed, for how long. He will talk to you. He's been doing this a long time, well more than 30 years. He will talk to you about what you should be putting back to take care of your loved ones for the length of time that you want to take care of them. You have special nutritional needs, talk to him about that too. He'll do his best to make sure that your inventory includes what those special needs might be. Keep in mind that children under age 5 and elderly people, those in their late 70s and into their 80s and older, they will go hungry rather than eat unfamiliar food. I've seen it myself and my family. It is true. People in those age categories, they will starve themselves rather than eat unfamiliar food. It may sound strange, but I've been given no choice, having seen what I've seen, except that as being accurate. Getting back to preparedness, my favorite theme. We're in the near the end of summer and not thinking too much about winter. Winter will be here, as always, although here in the mountains of the Ozarks, we have just a shadow of what we used to call winter 30 years ago. It will be cold, however, and it's the time to get your wool socks is now. Your good winter boots, you might find some sales, is now. There's lots of sales out there, even in the catalogs for winter clothing now, right now in the summertime. They want to get that stuff off the shelves, and their new inventory is coming in. It's a good idea, in my opinion, to get durable, long-lasting outdoor clothing as opposed to what's the latest style. The outdoor clothing worn by farmers and construction workers is the kind that will really last a good while, give you good service, and keep you warm at the same time. I'm not selling outdoor clothing here. But the stores that do specialize in that carry work clothes for construction workers, you may be well advised to check that out, as opposed to going to your favorite ski shop. The stuff may keep you warm, but it's not meant for hard use. It won't hold up. And a lot of the winter clothing sold in some of these outlets, like Walmart, for example, isn't necessarily the best for long-term outdoor use. Don't skip on your boots. Boots are important. You can save money on a lot of things, but boots is not one of them. We've got George in Pennsylvania. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I wanted to bring your attention to something on preparedness. I'm referring to something that's in the February 5th, 2007 edition of Shotgun News.
Okay.
All right, there's an article in there that starts on page 26.
Okay.
All right, and it's what it is.
Who's the author?
Oh, it's the author. I can't see it right now, JR. But I guess it doesn't say anything. It's just discussing, there's a website here for this training. It's called www.tacticalresponse.com.
Okay.
You familiar with them?
No, I've seen similar websites, and I subscribe to Shotgun News myself, but go ahead.
All right, that issue there, it's tacticalresponse.com. Now, they're offering a course, it's a shooting course for those that don't know how to, tactical shooting, stuff like that, and a medical course for $1,250. If you don't want to take the shooting course, but you'd like that medical training, and it would take too long to get into a community college, you can get into here probably right away. And if you just want the medical portion of this course, it's $400.
I remember seeing that article. Now that you mentioned that part of it, I remember seeing that. It was a good article.
Pretty disgusting. You know, where they're showing the deflating an inflated lung using pig organs.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I suffered from a deflated lung from when I wrecked my truck. And my lung
was some kind of trauma, yeah.
Yeah, and my lung was, two of my ribs went through my left lung.
The old steering wheel in the chest trick.
No, I didn't get a steering wheel in the chest. It flipped over, and I was upside down in water. I got myself I got out of there myself. I went in about 50 feet into the air, turned over upside down, then fell on the cab, and it smashed. The whole
well, that sounds like some kind of Hollywood spectacular there.
Oh, yeah, I've been through some things in my life. I'm messed up real bad right now, JR, from that. I talked to you on the phone that time. I was talking to you on the phone. And although I'm not as ready as I could be, I was telling you on the phone that one time when I talked to you before that I was mostly interested in more medical training. They're going to show you how to insert a nasal airway. I already know how to do that. I've already inserted an esophageal airway. I know how to use that. But you know what? This equipment they have in here is outstanding for someone that needs this and doesn't have a lot of money. And it's called the VOX, kit.
And I recall, that article and that kit.
$30
Impressed me as being professional stuff at good prices.
Yeah, this is absolutely professional. This ain't for cuts and stuff. This is in case someone got ventilated or something or got badly hurt, and you had to
when
use
you say
someone.
Ventilated, you mean shot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's what I mean. Anyways, inside this $30 kit, and you can get two of them and practice with one, they got a cinch tight compression H bandage, a TK4 tourniquet, 30 by 40 inch combat tourniquet, primed gauze, a nasal pharyngeal airway, 30FR Robertazzi style, 14 gauge 3 1/4 catheter, sterile, alcohol prep pad, two safety pins, duct tape, 2 by 100 inch roll, nitrile DX gloves, and 3 grams of Surgilube for $30. You could learn how to use this in probably 10 minutes if you've never done it in your life. Somebody could spend...
I agree. I recall the article. I recall the equipment, absolutely.
And so I thought that maybe you could get your copy of that Shotgun News article.
I generally don't archive Shotgun News. It's just too much. I got too much stuff coming in here. But I wrote down the website.
It was the February 5th, 2007, and it was that... there's a couple other websites if you have a copy of that. And this isn't even my book. One of my nephews gave it to me, and I saw that. And I said, you know what? I'm going to call up and let some of the people on the radio know.
I appreciate you doing that, George, because you're absolutely right. That our article has some really excellent information in there.
Yeah, it really was. And I was going, you know, they got a doctor on staff out there that's teaching this course. And I guess if you don't have a lot of time, you got 2 days to run out there, and they do make it as far as Tennessee. In fact, they were here in Pennsylvania, but I missed it. I didn't know they'd be here. And
Tactical Response is the people that have the kits and the training?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so I was
looking. That's a good service.
Yeah. For $12.50, I might consider going and redoing my combat training, but I got other things I have to get, and I already know how to do that. You know, when I was in the Army, I haven't forgotten all of it yet.
Yeah, it's like riding a bicycle, George. You're not going to forget this.
Just like they said when they told us a couple of times, they said, don't worry about your training. When something happens, it'll come to you. And
well, I before you get away, I'm going to tell you a quick story about that. A week ago yesterday, we had a funeral for one of my Green Beret friends, a very dear friend of mine. I was best man at his wedding.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
And we had the Green Berets show up to be a honor guard for him.
Uh-huh.
And these were men, all of us. I was a young guy at 60 years old. So these men had not marched for the U.S. Army for, a number of decades, except different parades and stuff. But I was in charge of this little event, and I asked our sergeant who was marching us, I said, look, I want you to march these men at half-step march. Half-step march, I know for a fact, is something none of these men had done for 30-plus years. And, George, they marched half-step march, which is a very slow, dignified march, just like they were out of basic training. I mean, it was perfect.
Really?
And that's the training. The training kicks in. And that's absolutely accurate. What your sergeant told you is true. That's the purpose of training, is so that when you need it, it's there for you.
Yeah, well, during the time I was there, it was back in the 70s, you know?
Right.
And the group I was with, Company C, he told us, pay attention to your sergeant, never mind the officers.
That's right.
We were having problems back then, and I stuck real close to my sergeant. And,
well, the U.S. Army in the early to mid-70s was in dire straits in a lot of ways.
But
we don't have time to get into that. But
yeah, we had a captain and a lieutenant that wanted some things done that I'd be dead if I did that.
Oh, man.
And so I stuck with my sergeant. This was all the way from basic training through infantry training. And they kept saying the same thing. I got transferred from one base to another, from basic to infantry. And they were saying the same thing. I want you people to understand something. Pay attention to your sergeant and stick close to him.
Absolutely.
So that's what I did. I did what they said, and I'm here.
Everything worked out.
Yeah, and then the truck accident that I had, man, if you'd have seen that, even the trooper that came out to take that report, he came up to the hospital to see me afterwards, and he said, my God, as big as a guy as you are, he goes, it's a miracle that you're still here.
Oh, absolutely.
And I thought I got out the driver's side, but I had to roll a window down that was now up and crawl out into this icy cold water in January in a shallow stream. But it was about a foot and a half high. And I crawled out into that icy water. I'll tell you, that'll wake you up.
Oh, I bet.
And so I must have been unconscious at first. And then I got out of there and stood right up, and I didn't know I was that hurt, that badly hurt. I walked right up the side of that hill. They didn't have to come down to get me.
That was adrenaline there.
Yeah, and I got up to that police car. Once I got in that ambulance, man, it felt like there was no springs on that thing, because every bump they hit, I was like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, does this hurt. Got over to the hospital, and he says, well, we can't give you anything or we'll lose you. So I have to go in there and reinflate your lung. And I got a piece of wood with some tape around it, and I was going, man, this is like, you know, being still in the service. You know, and here I'm at a community hospital, and I bit down on it.
They gave you a bullet to bite down on.
Yeah, at least they gave me a piece of wood with some surgical tape on it. He goes, here, bite down on that.
Oh, man.
And when I woke up, I had the tube in my chest tube, and I've never had that before, but that was an experience, I'll tell you. And then I just want to help those people out there that are listening today. I hope you'll remind them in following weeks, because I might not be able to call you, because I'm going through some moves right now. But I want them to be reminded that please go get some medical training.
Absolutely. We appreciate the call, George.
You're welcome, JR. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. And we've got Monty in Texas. Monty, are you there?
Yes. Speaking of boots, I was wanting to ask you, I bought some composite toe Bates combat boots, and I was wondering what do you think about those?
Bates is a military contractor. And if you're blessed, so like I am, I am a perfect 10.5 regular. My foot is a perfect 10.5 regular. If you're blessed to have a foot that fits a military sizing, it's, you know, you're going to get a good quality boot at a good price. Now, in addition, don't forget socks. I've gone to wool socks for boots all year long. Your feet are going to sweat. I don't care if it's 10 degrees or 100 degrees. You're wearing boots, your feet are going to sweat. If you're wearing cotton socks and your feet are sweating and it's cold, you're going to have cold, clammy feet. And it's possible to have cold, clammy feet even when it's 90 and 100 degrees out there. And so I've gone to merino wool socks. Merino is a specific type of wool. It has longer fibers than regular wool, therefore it's not itchy. And you can find good quality merino wool socks on eBay at some really good prices. So a combination of good merino wool socks and your Bates boots, and you should be pretty well good to go. Make sure you keep your boots cleaned and polished, and, you know, maintain them. Don't put them away dirty and muddy. That mud will suck the moisture out of the leather and make the leather crack.
Oh.
So don't put your boots away muddy. And get that mud off there, clean them up. Remember Carlos Hathcock, one of my heroes, if I have any heroes, Carlos Hathcock was one of them, the Marine Corps sniper with the most confirmed kills in Vietnam. He'd come back for 3 days in the bush, eating peanut butter and crackers and drink a little water out there in the field. dirty, muddy, tired, hungry, and sweaty. First thing he'd do would be clean his equipment. Before he took a shower, before he got anything to eat, he'd clean that Model 70 Winchester and make sure it was all squared away before he did anything else. So take, as my sergeant said 40 years ago, take care of your equipment, and your equipment will take care of you. And that applies to boots as much as anything else.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Monty.
Have a good day.
Well, thank you, sir. You know, something as apparently minor and insignificant as boots in a crisis can mean the difference between life and death. Literally. Literally. Make sure your boots fit. You don't, you're out there with boots that don't fit, you're going to become a casualty. I don't care how tough you are. Break coming up. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back near the end of the hour here. It's always fun to visit with you folks a couple hours each week, listen to your comments, and answer your questions. If you haven't been to my website, I urge you to do so. There's some things you can't find anywhere else and things that you can find other places, like tours and cruises. I'm a travel broker. very similar to Expedia and Travelocity, except I'm selling it instead of those people you don't know. Identity theft insurance. Talk about a distraction. You want to live your life and do the things you want to do. Having your identity stolen will be a major distraction. And, of course, my products, my DVDs about preparedness, my DVDs about terrorism, you know, earth changes, proprietary products that I've produced at your, well, Prophecy Club helped me with a couple of them. You can get them there, but I'd rather you get them from me, of course. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, Diner Club, all that normal stuff that we do to conduct business. And my website will be undergoing some changes soon. I've got a new webmaster, and as soon as we get the software in, he's going to be updating, making some changes. We'll be offering some new products, some field gear, and some things that I think are kind of neat and interesting and fun. And I look forward to working with him and getting that done here in the next couple of weeks. Don't wait until the show is almost over to call. We see that a lot here on the John Moore Show. You guys and gals are busy doing your Sunday afternoon activities and listening, and then a few minutes before the show is over, you decide to make a call. And sometimes we run out of time before everybody can get in there. I hate when that happens. I hope I'll be talking to Jim McKinney the next couple of days and see if Jim's available for Sunday the 26th to come on the show. Rick Saletto with KT Ordnance. I'll be talking to Rick, get an update on what's going on with him and his dealings with the United States government persecuting him, and get him along for a few minutes. I got some other guests I'm lining up. As soon as my website squared away, dealing with communications. John Ross, who's manufacturing a really neat new firearm. It's a modified Smith & Wesson 50 caliber pistol revolver. Massive steel. And I leave it to John Ross to modify it and make something special from it. So that'll be fun, too, to get John Ross on here. I'll be helping him sell his new pistol, and I look forward to getting my own 50 caliber Smith & Wesson revolver. Talk about a man stopper. Oh, baby. This next week, pay attention to what's going on with hurricanes, tornadoes, volcanoes, earthquakes, all that kind of stuff that Professor McKinney's been telling us about. And we will have a lot more of it, based on what I know, listening to Professor McKinney. And that's it. I hear the music. We're out of time. Check out freezedryguy.com. Check out my website, Liberty Man, The Liberty Man. And you all have a good week and a safe week. I look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you and goodbye.
It's true.